everyone, and welcome to special episode 18 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Jay, I guess.
And Jay is sad to be here because we're talking about Next Order. Woo!
You all saw me on the video, and by all, I mean 26 of you? Was that the number?
I think that was the max number.
It was a number.
Well, but we did two. We did two streams, and we got sort of like some of the same people, but some of the other people.
So the stream was fun.
We originally only streamed for about an hour and a half because I started to get a really pretty bad migraine. Because,
and you slept for the rest of the day.
Because there was a light aimed at me, because our friend Sasha is like really into like film and stuff, and he was like, no, to make the lighting good, we have to have this like industrial light aimed directly into your eyes.
Did he kill you?
Yes. I told you, that's what I was complaining about.
That's really funny.
And also the fact I only had like 3 hours of sleep that night, and then the night before, I think, as well. And then the following night.
You all right?
No.
Oh.
So, and then I did a second stream after I woke up, and that was for like another hour, I think. So, yeah, I want to stream again, depending on time. I would like to do it again tomorrow night, but I'm not sure. It depends on whenever. But I'm really enjoying Next Order. I have a lot of nostalgia for lots of the sounds because they're from, you know, they're very similar to the ones in the original, which is Digimon World. And it had the File City music just gives me the nostalgia. So basically, this is, I believe, basically a sequel of the original game. And I'm just going to, before Jay starts complaining.
And boy, will I.
I'm going to compare it to the Vita version. So I bought the Vita version in Japan about a week before the PS4 English version was announced. I think it was less than a week. I think it was a matter of days. But anyway, I was pretty salty.
It was close behind.
Yeah. But I mean, I was happy to have the Vita version, but I was playing it. And I've mentioned this time and time again, but it is really slow on the Vita. The Vita just cannot keep up with it. It's laggy. It's not the laggiest thing I've ever played, but it's laggier than a game should be. Like, it's just uncomfortable. And the graphics are okay, but the graphics in the PS4 version are amazing.
Except for the grass.
The grass is still better than it was in the Vita version.
Well, fine.
Like, it's still good.
It's still good.
I just really like the characters. I love Digimon. I love how you can have two of them. And I haven't gotten up to it yet, but I love that Hero from Digimon World is in it. And that's not a spoiler because we've all seen the art.
He's on the cover.
He's also on the cover. And he's gorgeous. And I also cosplayed Hero on the live stream.
You were a big dork.
And I was hugging Agumon. And she said I drew a drawing of, like, my hype picture
the
I uploaded.
Biggest dork.
I'm so happy. And I just think this is a really good game. I'm not really super into the mechanic of the Digimon dies and then you have to go back to the start, effectively.
Is
but not
anyone
not really.
Into that mechanic?
No, it's just, I mean, plot-wise, you're in the same spot. But, like, it's like, every, like, if you don't complete it in, like, 10 in-game days of Pokemon, all your Pokemon go back to level 1. And they lose all their abilities, basically. But they might inherit some. Like, there's also a skill where
no, they all turn to eggs and you have to walk around.
Yeah, well, the better you are at the game and the more skills you put in, the more the Digimon will inherit from their parents. Or from, well, not parents, their original Digimon.
Selves.
Yeah, the original selves. And that's fine. But it's just, it's kind of annoying. We're like, oh no, I have to spend the next couple of in-game days waiting for my Digimon to evolve and training them so they can become the fully evolved Digimon they were previously so I can beat this fight. And that's always been my huge problem with Digimon World. But I do like how there's like different types of Digimon that you meet and they all have different personalities. And that's pretty cool. Jay, do you want to complain now?
This game's boring. So you get your two eggs and stuff and it starts fine. But then, okay, you walk out of the world, what happens? You fight a Digimon immediately that just beats you. So you are forced to stay in the starting village for like 2 full game days to evolve your Digimon to actually get even out of the starting village. And then you walk around a big empty plane and it's boring and it's just actually not that interesting. And, I don't know, it didn't really give you any reasonable direction. And you constantly have to run back to the starting village because you guys get hungry and they poop a lot. And there's no I don't think that's fun looking after them. There's no interesting element of that. It's an upkeep cost. It's a tax. No, if a Pokemon game said and it's a short period of time, every 2 minutes you needed to feed your Pokemon, so you had to walk to the nearest town every time, it would be so boring.
But you don't need to feed them in town. You can feed them wherever.
No, but, like, to get food and stuff.
You can harvest food from, like, plants and stuff.
Yeah, but it's rare.
Like, there'll be mushrooms.
They're hard to find. And then, like, the Digimon complain and stuff. Okay, maybe there's stuff to that, because there's discipline and different ways of raising them. But just, like, there's poop everywhere. You have to find porta potties out in the wild. I mean, it's a digital world, but it's weird. Anyway, so you pick the egg for Terrymon and Lopmon like we did, and we didn't get Terrymon and Lopmon, because they all evolve pretty much at random unless you're using a guide.
You want to think about how you're going to raise them.
No, you don't have to think about how you're going to raise them, because the game doesn't tell you. You have to have a guide.
Yeah.
What kind of game is only really playable with a guide?
Well, I think it's saying, okay, you'll work out how you raise it this time. No, there is a guide in the game. It's that every time you train, you unlock, like, more information about what it can evolve into, and you're meant to check that, and you can see, okay, it's saying that I need to raise my attack more. And this is what I think is good about the game, because Digimon World did not have this. Digimon World, you basically had to write down and say, okay, this time I got Airdramon because I did this, this, and this, and this time I got Greymon by doing this, this, and this. And you sort of, like, work it out on what you have to train and what you shouldn't train. In Digimon World Next Order, they at least tell you in this menu. And they say, okay, to get to Togemon, you need to raise this stat, and have this many victories.
It's still lame. I don't know.
It's better. It's better than, like, it doesn't make you force you have a guide. It's a feature, all right?
I just found the game really tedious. That's the end of it.
Yeah, well, and when I first told you about it, I was like, I'm not going to make you play this because, except for on the stream, obviously, but I'm not going to make you, like, full on, like, sit down and play it in your own time because you're not going to enjoy the genre.
I just wouldn't do it. You couldn't make me.
See, Cyber Sleuth is an RPG, and it's like, it's kind of, like, more linear. I feel like Next Order's almost sort of open world, and there are side quests, and I feel it's slightly more open world in that way, and the world seems bigger than it did in Cyber Sleuth. The world in Cyber Sleuth was fairly small, and it was very blue. In Next Order, there's the digital world, and stuff happens, right?
If you could just combine these, it would be so much nicer. Take the digital world out of Next Order and put it into Cyber Sleuth, and that would be a pretty good game.
You should just play the DS games, because they're Digimon story games, which are the RPGs. And the digital worlds are fairly big in those.
Right.
I also think you should play Digimon World 2003.
I don't really want to play any Digimon game.
Even though that's a world game, the mechanics are a story game because it's an RPG.
Can we just play more of that Rumble Arena where you can just V-headbutt your way through the entire game?
We need to still for the Let's Play channel.
Yeah.
I'm saying that for ages, but we just haven't gotten around to both playing a game.
We could probably set a world record on that game.
An awesome game's done quick, Rumble Arena.
AGDQ.
Yeah.
Okay, all you need to do is pick Vmon and hit this button over and over and over again.
All right, well, we'll do a speedrun sometime, but for now we're talking about Next Order.
I wonder if there is a world record on that already. It's probably unbeatable. It's probably like, okay, if we cheated the game kind of the way that works, okay, you'll beat the whole campaign in 10 minutes.
I think it'll be 10 minutes, yeah.
Whereas, like, I bet you the speedrun's like 1.5 minutes.
Well, I know you can beat Digimon World, like the first one, in about an hour. I think there's a speedrun on YouTube.
That's short.
And you sort of have to, like, play some of the game and then sort of glitch it out at one point.
Yeah.
I think I watched it with you there.
Yeah, I remember. Well, no, I think you tried, but it wasn't AGDQ.
No, it wasn't AGDQ. It was just someone
on... So it wouldn't stoop that low.
No, it was someone just on their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, we can try to speedrun it. We can put a timer up, see what happens.
See what happens.
All right. But on to Next Order. Was there anything you liked about the game? Because I thought the graphics and the music were beautiful.
I guess the graphics were fine. The combat system sucked, though, so I should mention that, too.
I
don't like the combat system of they do whatever they want and you have a kind of influence over them.
As you train them, and I'm not sure how much this is true to Next Order, but I'm assuming it is because Digimon World had it. And Digimon World, when you were training your Digimon more, you'd get things like... You would have to say, okay, besides just command, which is just like, go do a thing, there is also another option, which is attack. So they will only use it defensive attacks. Then there's another one, which is called distance, and they keep their distance, and they only do ranged attacks.
Still sucks.
Then there's defense, which is, you know, that they defend, obviously.
You know what I hate in Persona? When all you can do with your allies is say, okay, now go into kind of healing mode, now go into kind of attack mode.
You can control them, can't you?
Persona 3, you could only control your character, and you influence the other... No, actually, no, sorry. No, the default in those games is you just influence them. You have to go into, like, an options menu.
Yeah, you've had to find the options.
To get direct control of your allies, and that makes the game literally, like, 300% easier. Because instead of being like, okay, I need my opponents, sorry, I need my allies to do this stuff so we don't all die, you can just make them do it.
Yeah, and they don't conserve MP. Use up all your MP on these very low enemy guys.
That's one of the things that makes Cyber Sleuth, like, so not fun, is that auto attack, which should just be use your basic attack, is they always go for special moves, and they often go for bad special moves.
Yeah.
If one of the other guys is damaged by 8, your heavy hitter, who happens to know heal, will heal the 8 damage off off the friend rather than kill the opponent.
See, what I did with Cyber Sleuth is I spent, like, the only time I really used auto attack was when I was grinding, when I was just trying to fill up the field guide.
Which I recall you doing for hours and hours and hours. I was trying to get the field guide.
There is a Digimon, and to get him, you have to be, like, level 80 of, like, the in-training Digimon, but you have to have these certain stats. And no, it was not fun. And then you have to do it all again when you evolve that Digimon. And then again when you evolve that Digimon. Great. So, yeah.
Is that the Royal Nightcrest?
No. It's not. It's a character that we haven't met in Digimon yet.
Okay.
I'm not telling you who it is.
Sure.
I'll tell you.
Must be really important.
I'll tell you when we meet him.
It's Hakmon.
No, it's not. It's Tokomon evolves into a Digimon.
Okay.
We haven't met yet.
Sure.
You remember who Tokomon is, right?
Baby Patamon?
Yes. Anyway, back to Next Order.
Which also turns into Machine Dramon for some reason?
Oh, yeah, so in Next Order, you're fighting the Machine Dramon at the start of the game with your Omegamon, because that happens, and then... Yeah.
And he can't defeat him. He de-evolves again.
Yep.
Back into Metal Garurumon and WarGreymon. Even though even WarGreymon by himself can beat a Machine Dramon.
Mm.
God, Digimon is dumb.
I like this game. I want to play more of it. Yeah,
because you have low standards.
And also because I have so much nostalgia for Digimon World, so it's interesting.
Your standard is literally, does it run, and are there Digimon in it?
Yeah, that is my standard.
Congratulations, bestseller in May's mind.
That does help sell games to me. Because, like, I didn't hate All-Star Rumble.
That sucked. It was bad. It's a bad game for bad people.
It was Rumble Arena again.
No, it wasn't. It was worse, because it wasn't 2D. It was this weird 3D game where you moved up and down like Power Stone, and there were crap power-ups that ruined the balance of the game.
Yeah, you're right. But no, still, I love it. I mean, it's probably the worst Digimon game. But Next Order is not. I'm sure
there's some worse one on like the original Game Boy.
Battle Spirit are fine. Battle Spirit's great.
Yeah.
Digimon Racing's great. I have...
Boo!
It's
I can already tell that's bad.
Okay, no, it's actually probably not as good as All-Star Rumble, all things considered. It's just a Mario Kart clone. Anyway, Next Order, right? Next Order.
All right, it's bad. I'm done. See ya. I've already said my stuff. You can see us on the stream. We did a fun job. It was enjoyable, actually. We had a YouTube guy who shouldn't have showed up, and we banned him. It was great!
Yeah, we had a bot show up. But anyway, I'm really happy I have this game. I wish I played more of it. I was just pretty busy, and now I'm recording, and Jay's escaping from the recording.
I'm done! I said I'm done!
And I'm done! I mean, I'd like to review this game when I've played more of it. And as I said, I've only played bits of the Vita version, which was in Japanese and didn't have furigana. But I'm enjoying it so far. I'm looking forward to seeing how Hiro, like, plays in the plot. Like, he seems like... from what I've seen, to be bad, but that can't be, because he's me from, like, the Digimon world, so, And I'm just really looking forward to playing this game. And one of the really exciting things about the Digimon world games when they evolve is that it's exciting to know what Digimon it's going to turn into. It was exciting when I had Clear Agumon and Toy Agumon, and they evolved, and I was happy. It was exciting. I love it, and I would recommend you play this game. If you're not particularly into the genre or the mechanics that I described, maybe not, but if you played Digimon World, like, the original, and you enjoyed it, I would recommend this game, and it just hits the nostalgia bones, alright? It plays the File City music, which is, like, one of the most nostalgic sounds for me in Digimon overall, because I played Digimon World before I watched the anime. Digimon World was the game that I would go to get from Video Easy so often I probably spent 20 times more than the actual price of the game. And yeah, so go out, play the game, let me know what you think. Hopefully you don't hate it. Like Jay does.
Bye!
So thanks for listening, and we hope that was an alright sort of quick little, maybe it's a little should you buy, should you not buy, and as I said, if you enjoyed Digimon World, I would recommend, if you have listened to this episode and you feel like the genre or the mechanic doesn't sound too super fun, would not recommend getting it, because the genre is a little bit weird, but it's something different, it's unique, and I like it, and the graphics are just wow, and the music is wow, and it's very nostalgic. And I, as I said, the most exciting thing is when you get different Digimon, you see what happens, and you have to do quests for the Digimon so they can come to the city, and you befriend the Digimon, and that's really cool for me. So thanks for listening, and you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can message us on or comment on this episode on SoundCloud. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and on Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and the link is in the description, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishmael Bamba, Hiro Lado, who is at Hiro Lado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, Shisai, who you can follow at Shisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, and you can find their anime blog on Bagubaragu at .wordpress.com and Smile Wolfie.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found in the description. It's paypal.me/Edgemon. And make sure to listen to us for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye really this time!